In November, voters failed a referendum that would have given the Mauston School District $1.75 million in each of the next 4 years. The community voted down a similar referendum in the April election. Without the funding, the district will only have enough money to operate for 2 more years. That's after significant cuts next year, like closing an elementary school and ending all student sports and clubs. Mike Zilish is vice president of the Mauston School Board. He worries the district will lose students because of the cuts, which would further hurt their revenue.
Well, the more students we lose, the more of a deficit we're going to have to spend, because we're going to lose that revenue from those kids to educate. So it really is kind of a death spiral, if you will.
The school board plans to put another referendum before voters early next year. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.